For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The NFL back tonight. College football, we're going on week two, but really it's week three because we have to do the dumb thing about calling it week zero. That's just dumb. That's just bad branding. Now, with that being said, it's basically week three of college football to talk about the return of Ohio State, Will Howard's debut, and the full slate of great games in college football. We welcome on one of our favorite tried and true guests on Afternoon Drive, decade run, and the great Pete Futek of College Football News now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, welcome to the show.
And when do I get a T-shirt or something for this? I should be have like a 10-year anniversary, like, you know, like a cap or something like that.
Would you settle for like a henna tattoo?
Oh yeah, or like a beer cozy or something. Or I'm good. Basically everything I wear and everything I have has been given to me and like free from stuff. I've like that's just kind of how sports media people type of role. But first of all, so I live in the football world, obviously. I love the NFL, all things NFL. The fact that I didn't know David Bell was a Cleveland Brown probably should. I'm not going to say that I matter, but that probably should say Cleveland Browns will probably be okay without him. To your week zero thing that you mentioned, it drives me crazy that the polls and rankings this week are the week two polls, even though week two hasn't happened yet. And it's coming from it's just a semantics thing that every year has screwed me up, and it's the first year in 26 years of doing this that I actually got it right, and I'm on serve with getting the actual numbers right on the week in the polls and stuff like that up on the site.
Well, fortunately, the only team that would pertain to is Florida State, and they've taken themselves out of the running when it comes to polls. Will Howard's debut, I know it was against Akron, but did you see an upgrade in one game over Kyle McCord?
Oh, Kyle McCord looked kind of all right for Syracuse on Saturday. I was a college Kyle McCord apologist. My thought about everyone kind of forgets that he had the puck on his stick. You know, they were driving last year to beat Michigan and go be the number one seed in the college football playoff. He was all right. I think the number one problem with Kyle McCord and with Will Howard is they're not C.J. Stroud. And I think at this point, Buckeye fans are so used to all these great quarterbacks, and Stroud just took it up another level, and now he's the next big giant thing in the NFL, that, okay, they're not putting, a gajillion points up on the board, maybe like they used to. The 52 is all right, but two of those touchdowns are from the defense. But you don't need to have the high-powered stuff because the defense isn't going to allow more than 14 points a game, if that. So you want a steady veteran. You want a guy who's been around the block. I think it's like year six for him. He's going to be just fine.
I just got to say this. Kyle McCord was a product of the system. I think Will Howard's so much better.
You used to call him the Honda McCord.
I did. And not in the pot.
Product of the system. Aren't we all? That's a yes. I'm with you. I'm sorry. Go. By the way, I just walked by a kid with an Ohio State hat on here suburbs of Chicago. So that's a sign of something positive for you. I'm not sure what that means. But.
Well, you are in Big Ten country if you're in the suburbs of Chicago. Who doesn't go to a
Big
Ten school?
Or Seattle or L.A. or New York City.
That's sad but true. Jeremiah Smith, well, it started off a little slow, and then he reminded everyone why he's supposed to be so great. What are your takeaways with Jeremiah Smith? Can I get excited? Marvin Harrison Jr. level excitement with Jeremiah Smith?
Oh, sure. Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith, and the Jigba. Right down the line, Marvin Harrison Jr. I know everyone loved Harrison Jr. more than anyone. I kind of thought Wilson, some of these other guys were better. But, he's great. You're a factory now. That's what you can sell is that, look, come to Ohio State and you are going to catch a lot of passes and be a, multimillionaire NFL player if you're a talented wide receiver. Because you're right, I joked before, the system, does kind of matter, and certainly McCord was a part of that. But that was sort of part of it, though. In college football, I'm actually a believer in the whole system thing. As opposed to the NFL, where you absolutely have to have playmakers. You have to have guys who are going to, be the difference guys. in college, the system worked. Like, Iowa's my number one example of this. Everyone wants an offense on Iowa. Why? You don't need, it's working. You've got this great system where, you know, fine, you punt a million times a game, but you rely on the defense, you don't screw up on offense, and you do just enough to get by. Look at Wisconsin. They had a great system for 20 years. Now they go to this tippy-tappy little quick-hitting Phil Longo thing. Certainly didn't work against Western Michigan. We'll see how it works going forward. But I kind of don't think that's a knock necessarily, especially at a place like Ohio State where, look, defense wins. You know, you can win games on defense. You can win games on talent, and Ohio State's just got more talent than everyone else.
Pete, how is Texas-Michigan a noon kickoff and Ohio State-Western Michigan a 7:30 primetime kick?
Try, what's our afternoon game? I think we get South Carolina-Kentucky in the middle of the day.
Oof.
I don't know this. That's it. Obviously, that's the big game of the day. I mean, I guess, is Colorado, what is Colorado, Nebraska? I think ESPN probably wants Deion Sanders in the, I seem to think that they're primetime too, like literally and figuratively here. I think they're the night game too, aren't they? Or are they mid-afternoon?
Sounds right. Mostly because I'm not looking at the schedule right now.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that they want
7:30.
Prime.
Of, yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing they wanted Deion and Colorado to watch that thing happen, you know, later on. They know everyone's going to tune in. But you're right. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But look, if this is the new world, and I kind of heard your little, you know, under the, you know, breath quirk about, you know, oh, well, Big Ten's now in Seattle and L.A. Well, now look at the lineup of games where the networks that have Big Ten, they go all day now. It is Big Ten after dark. It starts early, and you are locked into that network watching Big Ten games all day long. But, you know, let's see. This is going to get everyone in, and hopefully they lock you in. They're hoping that you get locked in all day and just don't leave the channel all day.
Have you seen some of the advantages of kind of what we're talking about, like the ACC having every coast represented, the 12-team playoff, Nick Saban on game day just talking about paying $20 million? Have you seen some of the ramifications of that within the first couple weeks?
A better overall product. Yeah, every team's got a quarterback and a backup quarterback. And, you know, that's the number one thing now as opposed to like 10 years ago is that, you know, everyone's got a transfer portal quarterback who can play. And so just the overall level of the quality, at least early on, even in week one, has been so much better, even though they're all blasting FCS teams. It's just a better game. I don't have a problem at all with the new alignment. In fact, I can talk to you guys. We're Big Ten here. I think, and no one will admit this to me, you know, prior, but I think the SEC completely screwed up. I think they completely face-planted in the whole expansion world by not going to grab West Coast teams, and I think they're going to regret it as soon as Alabama realizes how much Purdue and Northwestern are going to make over the next several years because the Big Ten is coast-to-coast. And look, it's going to be weird, but it's going to be fun. You know, look, USC plays Michigan next week. You know, I mean, you know, Oregon, you know, Ohio State is a bigger game. Now, it's just going to have a bigger overall feel. And really, you're not flying the plane necessarily, so what do you care if you have to fly 3 hours extra? It's fine. It's going to be fun for the fans. It's better overall games. And, yeah, this week kind of stinks when it comes to those big middle games. But, man, come the season, the SEC and Big Ten games and, you know, even the late-night ACC games with Stanford and Cal are going to take on a different tone. So, as a fan, I think it's actually a lot more fun, especially for the quality and the number of games that we're going to be getting.
Pete Futek, College Football News on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So Ohio State has Western Michigan.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
7:30 kick, as we've talked about. Is this a half step up in competition from Akron, a full step, two steps? How do you see this game as opposed to the Ohio State-Akron matchup week one?
Don't get anybody hurt. I mean, that's really it. It's about timing. It's about getting you down. And just obviously your non-conference schedule is nothing this year. So really look at the first several games on the Ohio State slate. I mean, they put 52 up. I actually got the score actually right, 52-6 on that prediction. But so they're going to put up another 48-ish or so, 50. But really, it's just about establishing the dominance. And like I said before, I mean, last year you had a defense that didn't give up a thing all year. Michigan had a little bit of success, and that was about it. And now you've got just about everyone back, and you got maybe the best player in college football in Caleb Downs. And so that, the upgrade in the backfield, like you said, Howard is an upgrade over McCord, so he is a little bit better. So now you've got this team who I actually think is the best team in the country, but it's just don't get your main guys hurt. Get the timing down a little bit better and just kind of get that aura that every time out, like, you know, you're expected to go out there and win 45-3 if they even get points on the board. Kind of like Georgia. You know, that was the thing about the Georgia-Clemson game. It's crazy that Clemson probably might win the ACC championship and be in the college football playoff, and it was crazy how it wasn't surprising that Georgia just hammered them. It's Georgia, it's Ohio State, and it's everybody else this year.
Is Dabo just never going to use the portal? Like, is Clemson football basically done? What do they do there?
I don't know. You know, I there is a part of me that kind of believes that there's something to that, to be the complete opposite and to say, hey, look, we're a family here at Clemson. You're not looking over your shoulder. Don't worry. We're going to make a mistake. You're going to grow into the system. You're going to, you know, we're going to build you up. We're going to do all the things you need to do. And again, they're still really good. It just they're just not at that high end level that they were a few years back. I think it's more about the continuity and the coaching staff. One of the underappreciated parts about that run when they were rocking and rolling early in the college football playoff era is Dabo kept all the assistants together for like an ungodly amount of time. Then they lose Venables, then they start to lose other parts, and just it's just not been the same sort of family sort of thing. But you're right. I mean, look at him. It doesn't even have to be a really big thing. Last year, if they had Keon Coleman instead of Florida State, they're probably in the mix for the college football playoff. And 2 years ago, they were a cornerback away from being in the college football playoff. Last year, if they almost literally didn't drag the kid off a couch to kick a field goal against Florida State, they win that game. So they're close, and that's what the transfer portal is. There's a way to do this where if you're an Ohio State, if you're a big-time program, you get the final pieces of the puzzle. That's what Michigan did a great job with on its offensive line. They had the guys. They just get that one or two extra guys. You don't want to be the old all frosting, no cake thing like Colorado. And so you got to do it a little bit, but there are the extremes that don't seem to be working.
Pete, about 30 seconds, bud. Michigan versus Texas. Does Texas roll?
I think so, but I don't know about roll. I just don't think the Michigan offense is good enough. Certainly the quarterback rotation is a problem. The Texas speed and defense is going to be a problem. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think the Michigan defense is still just as good as, you know, not as good as last year, but not far off. I'm just not – I was never really bought into J.J. McCarthy, but certainly I don't think the quarterback situation is going to be strong enough to pull this off.
Pete, great stuff, man. Always great to have you back. So excited for college football to continue to be college football. Can't wait to see what happens with Ohio State. And your complimentary used T-shirt, it's 3X, used T-shirt is in the mail.
God, give me two more weeks of me not getting out away from my computer, and I'll need the 4X this time of year. So all good.
No judgment here. This is a safe place, Pete. Appreciate you, buddy.
There you guys.
Pete Futek on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. College football news, great stuff with him there.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.